Good morning. I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. We know you guys are busy times over there in the northwestern part of the county as well. We talked to Superintendent DeMuth earlier today, so we're covering all our bases on education. And we know in the MCCSE there is no school coming up on Election Day Tuesday. Tell us your plans in the RBB.
We do have school on Election Day, so we're good to go for that day. However, we encourage all of our folks to get out and vote as well, we're good to go on Election Day. So we're green light.
Perfect. We don't want to confuse anybody because sometimes we just assume it's all on the same calendar, but we know that that's not the issue.
And exactly. We only have one place that our folks come in and vote, so it's not a problem for us. So.
Great. So that way there is no confusion. RBB open for business next Tuesday. MCCSC has the day off there. What else is happening over there in Edgewood? You guys have busy times. We get caught up with you every month and hear what's going on. Brag about what's happening over at the RBB here to get things started.
Well, the marching band's working hard. They're getting ready to go to semi-state at Decatur Central on Saturday, so hopes are high to get to the state finals again for that. And
march in the rain?
They do. They're out there practicing hard.
Good for them.
I take my hat off to those kids. 9 o'clock underneath the lights, they're just out there as working as harder than anybody. So I sure appreciate their time and the sacrifice and their parents getting them there and all. And I think it's really going to pay off because if we can get through this weekend, I think we've got a great chance next weekend at Lucas Oil.
And the good news about Lucas Oil, they have a nice roof that will be closed. So if there is
weather. Nice and dry.
Good news. Now, we've seen, and I brought this up with Dr. DeMuth, and I want to get your thoughts on it as well. We've seen the Seven Oaks Charter School. That's going to be over in your area. They are trying for the third time to get things up and running. Give us your thoughts on how that affects the RBB.
Sure. As we have said in the past, I truly believe that the charter school is not a good fit for our community. The reason, the evidence in that is our growing population. Our folks are pleased with the product that we offer. We have not had any come forward to me in favor of that. So I am confident in representing our community in that it is not a good fit for our community. So I will represent us again when we have the meeting and speak and vocally say that we're not in favor of it.
And that's just again, this will be their I believe third hearing. This is going to be coming
Correct.
Up, and there's a meeting.
Third hearing since I've been superintendent. Yeah,
right. Years, I think they have a meeting that's coming up next month, and I'll do a better job getting these dates together for everybody. Of when? Do you know when that meeting is off the top of your head? I want to say it's the 6th or 13th, but again, I don't want to guess on that. Of when they will have a meeting where you can have your questions, you can have the discussion for all of that. So we'll figure all that out down the road. You got big Halloween plans? You dressed up and ready to go?
my 11-year-old cannot wait.
I bet.
She's excited. She cannot wait. So she's excited, and I know our kids at school, and talking with them yesterday, they were several of them, but they're just chomping at the bit. They couldn't wait. So that's always exciting.
Dr. Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning. He's the superintendent at the RBB. What else is happening over there we need to know about as October quickly turns into November and we start moving forward?
As soon as we get into November here, on the 10th, the junior high and high school are having combined Veterans Day program at 9 o'clock at the high school gym. So we would encourage all of our veterans to come out and we can honor them on that day on the 10th, and that is the high school and junior high combined student body will be at the high school gym. And then on the 11th, right on Veterans Day, at 9:15, the intermediate and primary schools at 9:15 will have a combined Veterans Day program out at the flagpole, followed by a nice breakfast for our veterans. And then following that at 10:30 at Steinsville Elementary, we will have the Veterans Day program out there at Steinsville. So we would encourage if you can make any or all of those, so we want our veterans to come out, or if you're a community patron, come on out and visit schools and see our Veterans Day program, and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, and never again, the people that have made that sacrifice for our country need to be, it should be Veterans Month or Veterans Year. They get one day, but we should remember that on a daily basis.
Exactly. I'm excited. My dad's going to come over. My dad's a Vietnam veteran, and he's going to come over. He's going to be at the intermediate and primary, and then I'm going to run him over to Steinsville and on the 11th. So I'm excited for him to participate on that. And also, as I mentioned, my dad, a quick shout out to my mom and dad. This Friday will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary.
Well, that's a fantastic accomplishment.
Quick shout out to them.
Yeah, 50 years. Holy cow.
October the 30th of 65. So.
Wow. That's a big party. So, big party coming up.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, we're going to. That is. So that's a lot of exciting things. A lot of exciting things coming up. You know, as we had mentioned last month, we have this is our accreditation year, and we have our ours coming up. The external review team will be here in April the 24th to the 27th, and our committees are meeting and working hard on that, both at the building level and the corporation level. This week, our assistant superintendent, Jason Blitzinger, is heading up a team that is doing the external review for Indianapolis Public Schools. So he's representing us up there and gathering information, gathering good experience through that to bring back to us.
Oh, so, I got you. So that's a roadmap of what you need to have put together to make it a little bit easier for everybody.
Exactly.
And now, how often does the accreditation review come up, Dr. Wilcox? Is that something that's every 10 years or 5 years?
Exactly, every five.
Okay.
Every five. As long as you're fully accredited, it's 5 years. If you, in some cases, they do a partial accreditation, which could be three, but a full accreditation will be 5 years, as we mentioned.
And that's kind of an academic audit, correct, for lack of a better term?
Exactly. To put it in layman's terms, you know, as we look through all of our documentations and policies, are we doing what we say that we're doing is basically what it boils down to, is, you know, where the rubber meets the road. And they go through all that and look at that for us and give us a report back. And we're very confident in what we're doing. You know, we're like everybody else. We know we're not perfect, but we're confident. We're doing a lot of great things, and that'll tell us you know, what we can do better, and that's what we want to do. So,
and it's a good time as well just to review all your policies to make sure, because in this day and age, it's not surprising that something falls through the cracks, because we have so many things we're trying to focus on. Sometimes I think we lose.
Exactly.
We don't see all the trees in the forest sometimes, and sometimes those trees fall down.
Mike, that's exactly right. And you get, a second, third pair of eyes there that is very valid to come in and to help you through that and with that. And you know, we look at it as if we make a great corporation even greater. So,
Dr. Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning. He is the head man at the RBB, the superintendent. He checks in with us on the final Tuesday of each month. Next stop is Thanksgiving. Is that right? Is that the next carrot everybody's chasing? So we've got a full month of November going on. What are you looking forward to? Obviously, we talked about the Veterans Day activities. Anything else jumping off the page here before we talk to you at the end of November?
Yeah, you know, boy, by the time we talk next month, we'll be
full of turkey, brother.
We'll be full of turkey. Yeah, we're always looking forward to that. We attend school. We're in session on Monday and Tuesday of that week, and then we take Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And once again, that is different from the MCCSC. So people, if you're casually listening, the RBB works on a different calendar, and that's why we have Mike and his folks on as well to talk about what's going on over there. So please be aware of that. Hey, where's the best place to find your calendar and all that information if somebody wants a good, quick resource for all that?
Very good. It's on the web page, and if you have any trouble navigating the web page, by all means, give building a call that your child is in, or call our central office, either one. And we're looking at tentatively this next month of approving next year's calendar, and maybe even looking at 17-18. So we're looking at possibly two calendars a year to help our folks out. So we've gotten that feedback from them, and We've been very fortunate. We have not received the same feedback as MCC has received on our calendar. So we're moving forward with a somewhat similar calendar that we've had the last 2 years. So we're moving forward with that because it's been a good fit for our people. Of course, you know what, the one thing that all of us here and really all of us feel too, me included, you know, it's the 1st of August and you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's already time to go back to school.
Right.
And we all feel that, but you know, with lining up with the way our you know, the corporations around us that we share services with or share vocational with or like that, you have to be somewhat similar. And then, of course, the other big one is after Christmas, when you look at the schedule for standardized tests, the state gives us what the schedule is for that and when spring break.
You're at their mercy, right?
Yeah, you're at their mercy. So there's only so many there's so many variables that that kind of lock things into place, so to speak. But we're going to at least get that into place that as a starting place. And you know, that second year we may have to make a few adjustments, but we're hoping it'll be just a few, if any at all. So
yep, and then we hope
we're looking forward to getting that in place. And I think our folks will appreciate that as well, based on the feedback that I've received from them. So
and then we just hope Mother Nature cooperates.
There you go.
And she's unbeaten. She's undefeated. Constantly undefeated.
Exactly. So, you know, we've had a number of snow days the last 2 years. We'll see what this year brings. We thought, about Valentine's Day, we thought, we may be home free, and then all of a sudden we had five or six days that snuck in there on us. But that happens sometimes.
It is. So. Safety first. We know that in today's day and age, there's no point in risking it just to get one of those days in. That doesn't make any sense. So the calendar, 1 year or two, could be on the docket, so we'll keep an eye on that. And we'll get caught up with you then the final Tuesday of November, turkey time, you and me. How about it?
Yay, I'm ready.
A little football, a little ready. Turkey, nothing wrong with that. And a lot of education.
Yeah.
We do talk about the important things.
Yeah, we'll be kicking off basketball season
right.
At the local level by then, and hopefully maybe we still will have a bowl game to talk about with our Hoosiers maybe. Hopefully.
I'm going to leave you in charge of that one, but I've got a good feeling. I think the bye week came at the right time, and I think that's where I'm at right now. I'm still on. I've been through this enough times. You've been through it enough times. There's no point in getting. Let's let it play out and see what happens. Right.
Exactly. Here's we'll hope for the best. So.
That's right. And hopefully when we talk next time, we'll be making some bowl plans, too.
That's right. How sweet would that be?
Oh, that'd be a great show. We might have to extend it a little bit longer. Hey, Dr. Mike, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Stay dry today and tomorrow, and have a great Halloween, and we'll talk to you coming up next month.
You do the same. Thank you so much for the time that you always give us and all that you do for us. And, hey, a shout-out to Keith, and hopefully he's healthy, Keith. We heard that news just recently out our way, and want to wish him the best and tell him we're thinking of him.
All right, thank you very much. Dr. Mike Wilcox, the superintendent at RBB.